Hello, this is Reverend Ann Perswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com. Today we're going to do some tapping on the power of our languaging, the power of our co-creative ability with the divine to create what it is that we want in the future. And the fear that, you know, when we take a look at what is going on in our lives right here, right now, we think that that's the truth, and yet, that generates fear. So the power of shifting that fear into faith is really where we're standing. That's what the tapping is that we're going to do today. The fear of I can't have what it is I want, and the fear that I don't know how to create what it is that I want. We're going to start there and move into a space of faith, okay? So everybody, you're tapping along with me. Go to your sore spot on your chest or your karate chop, either one. Even though I am really afraid that I can't have what it is I want, even though I don't know how to create what it is that I want, and it feels like this is all there is, it feels like I don't know how to move forward. It feels like I don't know how to create either abundance that I want, the money that I want to do things in my business and in my life. How can I experience abundance when I feel like this, when it feels like all I have to do, I have to watch every penny? Nice deep breath and start tapping on the top of your head. Even though it feels like this, it's not the truth. It just feels like it's the truth between your eyes. Whenever I feel like this, I feel overwhelmed. I feel like I don't have any way out under the side of your eyes. And even though I feel like this, it really is not the truth of my being under your eyes. The truth of my being is that I am a powerful co-creator with the divine. Under the nose. I just don't feel like it right now. I don't feel as though I'm a powerful co-creator. I feel like I'm powerless. I feel like I don't have any power. Good to chin. And that's just a feeling. Collarbone. Yeah, and it feels like it's the truth. Under the arm. It sure feels powerful. And the wrist. But that's okay. Because feelings come and go. Feelings aren't the truth. They're just feelings. Karate chop. They sure feel real, though. Top of the head. I don't know how to create what it is I want. Between the eyes. And as long as I feel like this, I won't feel like I can create what it is I want, side of the eyes. Because what I'll do is stay stuck under the eyes. What I'll do is keep my story going so that I don't have to take any action under the nose. Well, that's a scary thought in the chin. But it's actually very freeing as well. Collarbone. It's just a feeling under the arm. And in the past, I've been able to change the way I felt about things. Wrist. Things always change about how I feel about things. I don't always stay stuck. I don't always stay in one place of feeling. So I'll bet I could actually change how I feel about this. Karate chop. And if I change how I feel about this, I'll bet that I can change my experience of it. Top of the head. So even though it feels like I don't know how to create what it is I want, it doesn't feel so heavy. And I'm beginning to think that maybe I can create what it is I want between the eyes. Maybe if I turn from fear and I do stand in faith, I can change this side of the eyes. And then I could create what it is I want under the eyes. So maybe I could start by saying things like, I do have the money that I need for everything I want under the nose, even though that feels like a lie, the chin. But it's only a lie based on yesterday's thinking. Because today is evidence of yesterday's thinking. So if I change my thoughts today, I could change my experience tomorrow or next week or the week after. Collarbone. That's how I can change my future, is by changing the way I'm thinking and feeling now. That's really powerful. Under the arm. So in my thinking today, I can create what it is I want. I can create the support that I want. I can create the income I want. I may not know how to do it in this moment, but I can do that. Wrist. And that is where I stand in faith. Instead of thinking that I can't, I stand in that I can, and I will be guided. I will be guided how to do that. Karate chop. And that's a powerful place to stand. And I say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. This is Reverend Ann Perswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com. Thank you so much. Now go get your divine on.